This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, as we're in week 14 of lockdown, I think. Although the lockdown restrictions are beginning to ease, apart from Leicester, unfortunately. So things are starting to unwind a little bit, and we'll be talking more about that in the show. We've got a great lineup of guests. We're going to be talking about legal documents and also connecting young people with potential work in financial services, amongst other things. And I also managed to catch up with Jules, where we had a bit of a rant, as we normally do, about this and that. But first of all, I'd like to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor, who are Colin Batt Removals, your award-winning removals and storage specialists. Whether you need to move house, offices, need temporary storage for a renovation, or need regular storage for stock, they have a solution for you. For more information, you can visit their website, which is www.colinbattremovals.co.uk. That's Colin Batt with a double T, colinbattremovals.co.uk. Or you can call Emily on 01233 740 395. That's Ashford 01233 740 395. Thank you so much for supporting us here on the Business Bunker Show. We really do appreciate it from the lovely folks at Colin Batt Removals. We want to hear from you, all the businesses out there in the south of England. We had a fantastic fun time last week with the ZC Social Media Challenge crew, and I noticed that a large number of them have joined us again this week, so thank you and welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on board while we're talking about all things business, small business, and local events and issues and things that are going on. So thank you for joining us. If you want to tweet me, please do. Tweet me at my Twitter handle, which is VanillaWeb, and if you use the hashtag BBunker, I can find you more easily, because we have in fact had quite a large number of tweets already, which is lovely. So thank you, and do keep the tweets coming in. I've got some emails and things to read to you and stuff to talk about. So what should we do first? I know, we'll start with an email first, I think. No, we won't. No, I've changed my mind. I'm being dithery today. We're going to go with a tweet. From Tracy Ann Barker, Tabba underscore official on the Twitter. Happy last Tuesday of June 2020. I know, it's gone so quick, hasn't it? Amanda and I were talking about this morning. I was saying we're due to go on holiday in 5 weeks' time. And she said, no, we're not going to August. And I went, well, it's in 5 weeks' time. So she says, happy last Tuesday of June 2020. Business Bunker and Vanilla Web. Have a great show. I'll be listening on catch up later. So looking forward to you joining us later, Tracy Ann, and hope things are going well for you. This isn't directed at me, but I'm tagged in it, so I'm going to read it because I think it's important and I agree. It's from an organisation called Humanity. That's TEA, Humanity, and they're a vegan tea company, apparently. And they just said, thanks to Zoe Cairns and the ZC social media crew for a fantastic Harness the Power of Social Media webinar. Absolutely. Zoe and ZC social media's webinars are epic. And I urge you all to join in at least one and experience them, because they are really brilliant. And Zoe and the team are fabulous at imparting knowledge and wisdom and information about the whole social media and digital media world. I was listening just before we came on air to the Prime Minister laying out the government's future plans, which sounded very ambitious, and there were lots of interesting things and options that he laid out. Let's hope they can deliver on them. But basically, it's a lot of infrastructure projects in terms of building houses, schools, hospitals, transport and broadband infrastructure. All of those things are very welcome. Of course, they'll all create jobs as well, which is something that we're really going to need. So let's hope they manage to pull that off and make it work, because we do need a big, big impetus to get the economy running again. after being locked down for 4 months and so many people struggling with small businesses and so on. And in those big infrastructure projects, I'd just like to make a plea for the organisations that are doing them to think of small businesses when you are going out to tender. Please, please, please. Small businesses are the lifeblood of this country. We're the ones that have suffered most through the pandemic lockdown because we don't have the resources to keep going as a bigger business sometimes has. So we need our local businesses to recover. And the way to do that is to use them more. So please, 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 if you're involved in one of the big infrastructure projects that are coming down the pike, please do try to include small businesses, local businesses in your tenders and in your thinking for how you do it. I've had a tweet from Diamond Circle Weddings and they say, hello at Business Bunker and Vanilla Web, and they've got hashtag GIF Wars. We thought, why not create our own GIF? So now there's a bit of controversy here because I always say GIF and everybody tells me off because they say it's GIF. And then the guy that actually invented the thing also said it's GIF. So it's me that's wrong. So it's a GIF, not a GIF. But I can't get over saying GIF. Anyway, Diamond Circle Weddings have created their own GIF GIF. So these are our martini glass centrepieces in party mode. Lighting can make all the difference, as can... I don't understand that. I see. Lighting can make all the difference. And DWAD Charity, which is a link they put in, have a great social media day. Have a look at their Twitter handle, Diamond Circle Weddings, I think it's UK, hold on, DC Weddings is there. DC Weddings UK is actually the full Twitter handle. Check it out, check out their homemade GIF, 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 GIF. We had a bit of a Tigger theme this morning, don't ask me why, just follow my Twitter handle and you'll see. Wishing a huge, huge happy birthday to Jan. Athel Bray have said, could we ask for a cheeky shout out to Fran, for our operations manager who celebrates, I said Jan, didn't I? Why did I say that? I don't know why I said that. It's Fran, our operations manager who celebrates her birthday today. A brilliant member of the Athel Bray team, not to mention our daughter who brings us love and laughter every day. She's 27 today. Many thanks. Have a great show. So many, many happy returns, Fran. Have a happy birthday. Don't let them work you too hard. Celebrate. What else have we got? Kim Stevens, Care in Kent. I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for all the Care in Kent home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to our Care in Kent team for their exceptional role in caring for the vulnerable despite all of the current risks. Thank you for your dedication and hard work. Yeah, and we all agree with that. Absolutely, 100%. Right, there's a seminar coming up on Thursday the 9th of July. Stay visible, stay viable, stay profitable. It's a half-day event and it will be run on Zoom and will be compared by David Taylor of DNA 6 and Jane Knight of Successful Mums. There will be six themes: building an effective business strategy, creativity in the workplace, successful content creation, networking online and offline, understanding digital advertising and data protection and monitoring. So that's stay visible, stay viable, stay profitable. Thursday the 9th of July, 9:30 a.m, half-day event. And there's a link to register on Zoom, which is not very readable. So I will put the link out on the Kent Business Radio website. But I think you'll also find the link if you follow FSB Kent on Twitter, because they are promoting that as well. So if you follow FSB Kent on Twitter, you'll find the link to reserve your place. But I'll also put it on the radio website so that you can find it there. This Friday, the 3rd of July, at 1 p.m, Trading Standards, Environmental Health and Visit Kent are hosting a live Q&A for firms planning on reopening this weekend. You can book your place on the event by going to www.kentpublicprotection.info/hospitality. Let me give you that again. www.kentpublicprotection.info/hospitality. That's this Friday, 3rd of July at 1 p.m. It's a Q&A session for firms that are planning to reopen from this weekend, and you can ask Trading Standards, Environmental Health and Visit Kent all the questions that you need to ask them in order to open your business safely and successfully. Let's see what else we've got coming in on the Twitter, because there is things coming in all over the shop here. The White Rabbit Cake Studio. Hey all at the Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, have a great show today. I'll be tuning in here at WR Cake Studio, that's their Twitter handle, White Rabbit Cake Studio, WR Cake Studio, follow them on the Twitter. We can't wait to resume creating wedding cakes, but plans must go on. So I'm here if you want to talk cake plans, or indeed need a very special occasion cake. So if you're looking for a special occasion cake, a wedding, a birthday, a celebration of any kind, or you just like cake and you'd like one made, then talk to White Rabbit Cake Studio, and their Twitter handle is WR Cake Studio. So give them a check out. My old mate, Gav Paws of Paws Radio, brand new product range we've developed for Paws Radio. They're Ital Chews with CBD gummies. Ital Chews are some of the finest CBD soft gummies on the market. 100% organic, vegan and vegetarian friendly. Each chew contains 10 milligrams of CBD, which is a fantastic way to get your daily CBD intake. Follow Gav on the Twitter. His Twitter handle is Pause Radio. I need to spell that because it's P-A-U-Z-E Radio. All one word. P-A-U-Z-E Radio, Pause Radio. And Gav runs a reggae-based radio station. He also sells vinyl. And now he's branched out into these sweetie chews. So do check that out. Have a look. See what's what. Okay, I've had a private message from Diamond Circle Weddings say that DWAD donations with a difference are Ella and Cheryl. Okay, donations with a difference. It's that's Ella Causbrook and Ella Brocklebank and Cheryl Causbrook that run Donations with a Difference, which is what Diamond Circle Weddings were telling me about. Sorry about that, I didn't realise, but thank you for the heads up on that. That's really useful. Judy Hill Travel Inspirations. Please support us hardworking independent travel agents right now as light appears at the end of the tunnel. We've worked so hard the last few weeks cancelling and amending bookings with no income. Don't DIY your next holiday when you can have my service for free. That's Julie Hill Travel Inspirations. Her Twitter handle is Julie Hill Trav, T-R-A-V-E and the number one. Julie Hill, T-R-A-V-E, number one. Give her a follow on the Twitter. She's based in Ticehurst. Down this neck of the woods, really. Tracy Ferguson is with me. She says GIF rather than JIF. And she says it's a bit like potato or tomato. Absolutely, especially if you're American. Anyway, let's have a bit of music and get our first guest on the phone. Do you reckon?
This is Channel 2.
Oh, that didn't work, did it? What happened to my track? My track disappeared. Sorry about that. Let me find it. Here we go.
Sign and catch my breathing even closer behind.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. I'm now joined on the phone by John Davis. John is from Everyday Legal. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on your show, Paul.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us. And I'll tell you what, why don't we kick off? Why don't you tell us a little bit about Everyday Legal and then we can move from there.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd be glad to. Well, basically, I'm a lawyer and I used to hold senior positions in household national companies. And I went out to do my own thing a few years ago and I was looking for a contract online and couldn't really find one. So I decided to write my own. And I've had massive experience of writing contracts anyway. And I hooked up with an old friend of mine, and that was about 16 months ago, Andy Gisby, who's my co-director. And we set up Everyday Legal, the object being to provide legal contracts, letters, policies, etc. for individuals and businesses.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you got some good legal advice when you set up.
Yes, we've got ample experience.
It's an interesting thing, actually. I was being a little silly there, but it's actually a truism. And one of the I've in the past operated as an angel investor, and one of the things that I've got very heavy about with people starting their businesses is to get all the framework in place in the first place, and to get it all in place correctly. Things like articles of association, and then your terms and conditions of business, and all the kind of basic level things that you need to do to start a business. Because so many people, in my experience, that start businesses kind of leave that because they think it's going to be really expensive to hire a lawyer to do it.
That's right. Our website obviously covers off all those documents you've mentioned. I think the most worrying aspects is lots of companies don't have shareholder agreements.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since we launched in February, we do some bespoke work as well on request, which isn't on a website. People can email me with particular queries or problems. And I've drafted three settlement agreements for shareholder disputes in the past 3 months, simply because the companies didn't have anything in place.
Oh, absolutely. It's I quite often liken it to dating. When you first meet someone new, the thrill of it, the excitement of it, you kind of you don't anticipate being any problems. So a couple of people decide to start in business and they're friends or relatives or whatever, or they've worked together for a long time, and the excitement of doing that means they overlook the long term. And things like shareholders agreements are so important for how one party or the other leaves the partnership or leaves the firm, what you do if you want to sell your shares. There are so many ins and outs of it, aren't there? And if you don't have a shareholders agreement, you can end up in big trouble.
Well, that's right. You've described it spot on, really, because when you kick off a business, I mean, everything's rosy. Quite often you start business with a friend and you don't anticipate anything going wrong. Obviously, we've had Brexit, we've had a recession in the not too long past. We've now got COVID-19, which is has introduced pressures of its own. And, you know, you don't anticipate these problems. And a shareholders agreement is such a governing document. I mean, every company should really have one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And all of those things are, in my opinion, needed at startup. You know, as you're starting to bring the business together, you need to get all those things in place first. And so many people kind of don't do that because they, you know, they're more focused on doing whatever the business does. This is a kind of a little bit off track, but maybe not. But one of the things I've noticed during COVID and the lockdown and the furloughing of staff is how many small businesses don't actually understand the structure of their own business.
Absolutely. They really don't. They register online. No one's often given them advice about what the actual governance requirements are. And they're quite straightforward, really. So they just carry on trading with a limited name behind them. Well, they haven't got policies in place. They haven't got T's and C's. Mm. They've got a website. Quite often, they don't have a privacy policy. Mm. They might not have registered with the Information Commissioner if they're having data.
Yep.
Quite often, they don't even have basic supply contracts.
Yeah.
You know, they trade on the strength of a handshake or something like that.
Yeah. And sadly, I came across a surprisingly large number of people who just didn't understand the difference between being a sole trader and a limited company. You know, I've had limited company directors tell me that they're self-employed. and I've had sole traders tell me that they earn their money from dividends. And that kind of shook me quite a lot, just how, and I think you're right, I mean, basically they just didn't get any advice, or what advice they did get wasn't from the right person, probably from a bloke down the pub or something.
I was going to say, this evidenced itself in the furlough when the Chancellor was initially announcing the financial relief. Mm. Lots of company directors, as you say, they think they're self-employed, and they were disappointed to realise they couldn't... couldn't get the incentive, the furlough incentive for the business grants and cheap loans, because obviously they're not self-employed; they're actually employed by the company. And it's typical for a director to pay himself, you know, the minimum, and then take the rest out in dividends.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that isn't being self-employed, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a problem with that anyway. Even for people that did realise that's how they paid themselves, they kind of fell through the initial cracks of this as well. But there were so many people that didn't even understand that they weren't self-employed. And I had one bizarre argument with someone who told me that as a sole trader, they never made a profit. I said, really? How long have you been in business? I said, 14 years. I said, so you've never earned any money? And he went, oh, yeah, I earn money, but I don't make a profit. it doesn't work like that. Interesting. Thrown up a number of things. Okay, well, let's talk about more about Everyday Legal, though. When did you launch the business, John?
We launched February this year. I got together with Andy. We used to work for the same company, and we've known each other for a long time, since 2004. He's all things IT. I'm all things legal and secretariat. I'm also a qualified company secretary as well.
Okay, cool.
So I cross-qualified about 10 years ago.
Right.
We decided to put Everyday Legal together April last year, something like that.
Right.
And we worked furiously for about 10 months.
Yep.
I was writing all the content, all the contracts, all the policies, all the standard legal letters. Mm. And Andy was putting the website together.
Yep.
And we put a lot of hours into it, and we finally launched in February,
okay.
Just before the lockdown.
Yeah, I was going to say. But funnily enough, I've got a number of businesses myself, and I've been in business a long, long time. And I have to say, these kind of pivot points in history where we suffer, you know, big traumatic events, actually tend to be quite good times to start businesses, believe it or not.
Yes.
You know, because you got nothing to lose, basically, because everybody's going down the toilet. So, in launching a business, you're kind of in at the start of whatever transpires when we move our way out of whatever the trauma is at that particular time. And I've been through a few traumas now. I started my first business back in the 1980s. So I've been through all the financial traumas and, you know, dot-com busts and all kinds of things. And I've seen businesses launch, not necessarily deliberately, but a bit like you, we planned and planned and planned, and just as you launch, something goes wrong. So it's actually quite a good time to do it. So what inspired you to want to do what you're doing?
Well, I think, first of all, about the lockdown and it being an opportune moment, we actually do lots of working from home contracts. So
right.
We've got office space agreements and that sort of thing.
Right.
And the lockdown period has given businesses the opportunity to actually look at their own workings and own operations and dust them down and tighten them up a bit. It's a good window to do that. Right, why did we set up Everyday Legal? Apart from the requirement of me looking for a contract a few years ago and couldn't find one. It's looking at the existing market and asking ourselves, can we do it differently?
Yeah.
And it's getting this affordable service to the public and to individuals.
Yeah.
Because a lot of small businesses and individuals, you know, they're very savvy. They know what they want, but why should they go and to the traditional high street solicitor and pay a lot of money to get something they could easily get online? If it helps if they know what they're doing, because our template self-populates. So we've got the structure of the template, and the customer simply populates the gaps.
Right.
Now, that might be something straightforward like name, address, name of company, etc.
Yeah.
But there's also some pretext. So if they want something peculiar, they can actually, or individual to their own tailored requirements, they simply type it in because they know what they want. And lots of businesses know what a contract looks like. So what it is, it's getting something that's affordable, a different choice, but maintaining that quality. Mm. And Andy and I can certainly deliver that quality given our combined experience. And right. It helps. I've worked in the industry for 20 years, so I started off as a high street lawyer.
Right.
But having actually worked inside companies, I understand the operations more than a high street lawyer might, because I've worked alongside directors.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In charge of projects. So you know, I've been really close to the nuts and bolts of operations and, you know, making the business turn into a profit.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you nailed it by, you know, your initial motivation for this, which was to disintermediate the market, which is, you know, a huge trend in all kinds of fields and in all kinds of sectors, to break up what has been traditional, long-standing marketplaces.
And, yes, that's right.
You know, and just looking at legal services and accounting services and other professional services that traditionally over many, many year, well, I was going to say decades, but centuries, in fact, have charged by the hour for their services. And that, and again, is something that's starting to come to an end because people just won't buy services on that basis any longer.
Well, it's so expensive. I mean, the traditional solicitor's office is, you know, it might be a high street premise, which is, you know, it's probably an 18-roomed building with high rates or high rent, high PAYE bills.
And
someone's got to pay for those outgoings. And regrettably, it's the customer at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, one of the problems when you're buying that kind of service is you don't know exactly what you're going to be paying at the end of it, because it all depends how long people take to do things. So one of the things I've noticed, and I don't know if you've come across this as well, there are some more forward-thinking professional service firms that have now started to give fixed contracts. So basically, if you go along and you say, I want this, they'll go, right, well, it'll be £5,000 or whatever it is. Yeah. So they'll give you a price for the job rather than an hourly rate.
Yes, that's right. That's creeping in more. And also capped fees, fixed costs and capped costs.
Yeah.
The trouble is you've got to wonder, though, if they are working on something. And, if, you know, I'm not criticising here.
Absolutely.
Take cheap shots. But if they're heading towards the end of their budgeted figure, you can wonder what the quality of the end work might be.
Yep, for sure.
That's a risk. It's a risk of both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, anyway, coming back to Everyday Legal, give us a feel for the range. We've talked about shareholders' agreements and basic documents like that. Give us a feel for the range of documents that are available through the platform.
There are 150 templates up there at the moment, and we're aiming at small businesses and also individuals. So if I start with individuals, I've tried to put myself in the situation of someone who doesn't know what to do, who might need a bit of structure. It might be the ending of a relationship.
Yep.
So we've got lots of documents on site that covers off things like separation agreements with or without children.
Right.
Care for children, that sort of stuff.
Right.
We've got letters that individuals might want to send to their employers or to suppliers complaining. And then turning to small businesses, there's a very wide range. We've got a very strong HR section.
Right.
We covered off every single letter I can think of covering small business requirements in terms of their personnel.
Hmm.
We've also got a very good set of policies to help small businesses get some structure.
Right.
We've got supply agreements, basic contracts. We've got more complicated contracts. We try to cover off everything that a small business or a sole trader or a limited company or a limited partnership might need. We've also got the founding documents, so we've not only just got the shareholders agreement, we've got the partnership agreements, LLP agreements, and we've also got variation documents in case those original documents need to be changed.
Right. I've told this story a few times on air when I've talked to lawyers, so I might as well tell it again. Many years ago, about 18, 19 years ago, I started a new business, and I was very lazy when I hired my first couple of people. I just nicked a copy of the contract, employment contract, from a company I'd worked for before. And I've been handing this contract out as I employed people over a number of years. And eventually I employed someone who rang me up and they said, I've just read the contract. And I thought, oh, hello. and they said, at the end of the contract, it refers to the company's internet procedures and policy. I went, yeah. He said, well, what is it? It's not attached. So when I looked, there wasn't one there. So I actually rang the company that I got it from, because I happened to know the people there. And I said, oh, I nicked your contract. But I didn't get the internet one. And they went, no, we never got around to writing it. So did I feel stupid then? So it shows you, you know, and we can do silly things like that. And that not only doesn't it help, it actually makes things a lot worse. So
we can do.
So let's quickly talk through the process of being a user of your service on the platform. If I have a small business and I want to, if I know what templates I want, I guess that's relatively easy. I can come in and search for them.
Yep. It's a search button. We also group them. You can search by typing in the name in the search box,
right.
or you can do an A to Z search, or we have collection of documents, so we group certain documents together in bands.
Okay.
So there is easy to find.
Okay. So I find some documents that I want, and then presumably I pay to download them?
Yes. Well, first of all, you can have a look at them. You can read them. And you can actually populate them. You only pay if you want to extract them off the site, if you want to download them.
Right, okay.
So you can see exactly what you're getting before you pay for it.
Oh, that's excellent. That's cool. Mm. So you go in, you look at the template, you think, right, this is probably what I need. If I tinker it a bit there and change that and add that, and then when you're happy with it, you download it, yeah?
Yeah, you do. You'll have to register. Obviously, you have to put your name and address and email address in to actually be able to get it out of the site, but that's standard.
Yep.
And all our costings, they're pretty regulated. Letters are £15, policies £18, contracts £22, and the big ones, the foundation documents, are £50.
Right, okay.
When you compare,
I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, that's dirt cheap, really, isn't it? When you look at what you would normally pay to have a solicitor draw those kind of things up.
Yeah, there's no comparison.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did all our hard work last year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember a shareholders agreement I had drawn up many years ago for a company that I was investing in that didn't have a shareholders agreement. And before I invested, I wanted a shareholders agreement in place, and they charged me like $3,000 or something. And it wasn't a particularly complex setup either. But that's a huge difference, isn't it?
It is. As I said a few moments ago, lots of people out there are actually savvy, and I think they're underestimated, and the potential customers know what they want, and all we're doing is trying to give them that.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Having said that, if someone wants anything more complex, then we offer this bespoke service anyway.
Right, okay.
So if they want something particularly crafted, then we'll do that.
Okay, so if they've got a very specific requirement or something they need help with, they can contact you and get specific help, yeah?
Yes, and we'll quote for that, and it'll be a very, very, very competitive quote, especially compared to the figure you've just mentioned.
Yeah.
And we'll stick to it.
Fantastic. Look, John, that sounds fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us. If people want to find out more or have a look at the platform, how do they do that?
Well, I think the easiest way is on the website, which is www.everyday-legal.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And we'd be glad to listen to everyone. If everyone has any queries, then just email us through the site, and we'll get back to them.
Fantastic. We've put a link to your site on the radio site. That will stay there forever as part of this show. So if people didn't get a chance to write that down, have a look at the radio website, bizradio.co.uk, and the link to Everyday Legal is on there and will remain on there. John, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
John Davis there of Everyday Legal, a new platform for businesses and individuals to download legal documents, contracts and so forth on a template basis at very cost-effective rates. Sounds good. So check it out, everyday-legal.co.uk. Check it out. Have a look. I've got loads of tweets still coming in. I've got emails to read and lots of things to do. I've had a tweet from the lovely Beverly Bunn. She says, Vanillaware Business Bunker, could we ask for a cheeky shout-out, please? That's referring to somebody else. Oh, no, there is. And looking forward to the Business Bunker Radio at 1 p.m. today. Always great discussions and topics to chew over while I'm in my studio. Would love a shout out, Vanilla Web, while I'm working on a new garden glass design. All I'm saying is, think the plains of Kenya. Now, Beverly is a glass artist, and she has in the past been making wonderful objects from glass for around your home, office and business. And she has recently branched out, there's a pun in there, into glass objects for the garden, and I saw a photograph of some of the beautiful things she'd made that go outside. And she's obviously working on the plains of Kenya now. I'm imagining herds of wildebeest sweeping majestically across the Serengeti. Am I on the right lines there? Anyway, the best thing to do is to follow Beverly on Twitter, and you'll get to look at some of her wonderful glassite designs, and her Twitter handle is Bev Bun, that's with a double N, glass art, all one word, Bev Bun glass art, all one word. Give Bev a follow, have a look at her wonderful, wonderful creations. They are absolutely something to admire and look at and own. I've had a tweet from M Farmers Market, and they say, could you give us a shout out for some of the wonderful small businesses who have offered home delivery services whilst the farmers markets have been closed, including Dine and Time, Sausage Gourmet, Naked and Ready, Precious Porkers, Arcade Fisheries and M Farmers Market, and many, many more. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Our local independent traders and businesses have really, really stepped up to the plate during this pandemic. They really have saved the lives of so many people by putting themselves out there, by delivering, by being open, by having things that people need. They really have stepped up to the plate. And one of the things that I'm incredibly keen on is that we never, never forget that. And once this pandemic is over, that we continue to use those small businesses to continue to visit in even greater numbers farmers markets and artisan producers, especially in this great county of Kent. We're a massive producer of food and drink in this county, and there are so many fabulous small businesses, family businesses, artisan traders that do stuff. It really is fortunate for us that live here that there are so many of these organisations doing so much wonderful work. So do support them, and thank you M Farmers Market for bringing that to our attention. Romney Resource Centre have been on. Do you want to learn how to better utilise your computer? Then contact Romney Resource Centre to find out more. You can email them to find out at reception@romney-resource.co.uk, or you can go to their website, which is www.romney-resource.co.uk, and find out about the kind of training programs that they offer there. Had a lovely email from Telcare Limited, the telecom systems providers over there on the Midway City Estate in Rochester. Does your Kent business need local support? Then join Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker show with some great lineup of guests. Well, thank you for that. We always try to inform and entertain where we can, and keep our small business community aware of what's going on. I've got loads of tweets still coming in. We'll get to those in a moment. Let me read you some more info. This is quite long but important. Medway Council has opened a new coronavirus COVID-19 testing centre at the Who Sports Centre, Main Road, Who, in Rochester. This is to enable testing of health care and essential workers. The testing centre at Who is for individuals in groups listed who are experiencing coronavirus symptoms, except NHS and care workers who can take the test whether they have symptoms or not. So basically, if you're an essential worker with symptoms, you can have the test. If you work in the NHS or care, whether you have the symptoms or not, you can take the test. Essential workers, anyone who lives in the same household as an essential worker, including children of essential workers who are over the age of five. So the test is carried out in a self-swab test, and individuals will need to carry out the test themselves during the visit. Will the test confirm if a person has already had the virus? No, it will not. It will definitely not show you've had it. The WHO testing centre will be carrying out antigen tests. These tests will confirm whether a person is currently suffering from COVID-19. The tests will not confirm whether the person has had the virus previously and recovered. That's a different type of test, and that's an antibody test, and that's not available at the centre. Tests should be booked as soon as possible after symptoms start, ideally within the first 3 days of experience symptoms, but certainly within the first 5 days to ensure accuracy. And the symptoms may include a continuous cough, a high temperature, a loss of or change in your normal sense of taste or smell. So there's some of the symptoms that if you suffer and you're an essential worker or the family of an essential worker, you can go to the WHO testing centre, swab yourself and get it tested. You have to book your place, and to do that, you need to go to www.medway.gov.uk/WHO testing, H-O-O, WHO testing. So medway.gov.uk/WHO testing to book your appointment to go and get an antigen test. Okay. What else have we got? The Federation of Small Business, Kent Virtual Business Support. It's a webinar, Managing Your Stress in Stressful Times. And it's taking place on Friday the 10th of July, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's backed by popular demand. Expect a fun, engaging and fast hour of easily digestible, evidence-based information together with simple and practical tools you can start to use straight away. The guest speaker is Ali Hollands, and the event is hosted by Deborah Turner. So that's the FSB, Federation of Small Business, Kent Virtual Business Support webinar, Managing Your Stress in Stressful Times. You can reserve your place at www.fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Kent. So that's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Kent. Do check that out. Book your place for Friday the 10th of July, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, Managing Your Stress in Stressful Times. And I think we all need some of that at the moment, because life is quite stressful for all of us right now. Let's see what else we got coming in on Twitter. The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, MPSL, on Twitter. What a lineup! What a great show. Thank you so much to the Business Bunker Show. Well, thank you as well. We do really appreciate your support. And sorry, I'm just trying to read it all. We really do appreciate your support, and thank you so much. So it's Michael Park Surveyors, property consultants and specialists based in Medway, covering the southeast of England. Give them a follow on Twitter, MPSL. Lovely, lovely folks who do a fabulous job. Jill Serkin's been on, but I'm going to ignore her. No, not really. He's all alone in the studio. Give him a tweet and send him a GIF today on the Business Bunker Show. So, yeah, thank you, Jules. We're going to catch up with Jules in the second half of the show as well. We had a catch up recently on Zoom, and thank goodness she stopped with the hat swapping. That was driving me nuts, but I think she eventually ran out of hats. That's what happened. Pink Spaghetti PA Services, based in East Kent. Enjoying listening in. It's Pink Spag Vicky is the Twitter handle. Pink Spag _Vicky, V-I-K-K-I-E. Do give Vicky a follow. listening to the Business Funk Show. It was a great show last week. Thank you, Vicky. Hopefully we'll do you proud this week as well. We've still got loads of other tweets coming in. I'm going to save some of those for the second half of the show. As part of the government support for business COVID 19, HMRC gave businesses the option of deferring their VAT payments if they were unable to pay on time without incurring late payment interest or penalties. Payment of VAT falling due between the 20th, this is important, right? Your VAT quarter that fell due between the 20th of March and the 30th of June 2020 does not have to be paid until the 31st of March 2021. So any VAT that fell due between the 20th of March and the 30th of March this year doesn't have to be paid until March next year. But you must continue to file your VAT return on time. So you've got to submit your return. You just don't have to pay for that quarter. But we're writing to remind you that the option to defer paying VAT ended on the 30th of June. Yeah, yesterday. This means that VAT returns with a payment due after yesterday must be paid in full on time. So up until yesterday, the 30th of June, you could defer it. From now on in, you cannot defer your VAT payments. Even if you've deferred the last one, you have to pay the next one. You have to do your VAT return on time. You have to pay it on time. You should do this at least 3 working days before submitting your VAT return in order for HMRC to take the payment. For further details, go to gov.uk and search for pay your VAT bill. Please do not call us for more information. Everything you need to know about VAT payments is on gov.uk. This will leave our phone lines open for those who need them most. Remember, any VAT payments that you have deferred during this period should be paid in full on or before the 31st of March 2021. You can make ad hoc payments or additional payments with your subsequent VAT returns to reduce the outstanding amount if you wish. So you could pay it off over a period of time. If you're unable to pay the VAT due and need additional time to pay, please contact HMRC before the payment is due. For help, go to gov.uk and search for if you cannot pay your tax bill on time. Or you can call them on 0300 200 3835. That's 0300 200 3835. If you do call, please quote the reference V1. V for victory, V1. For advice and information on other support available, please go to gov.uk and search business support. Okay, I'm getting text messages now as well. Let's see what that is because I think it was show related. Let's have a quick look. Okay. NHS patients, this is a breaking news story. NHS patients with cystic fibrosis will be among the first in Europe to benefit from the new triple therapy for the condition following a landmark deal. NHS Chief Executive Simon Stevens has announced today. It's a new therapy for cystic fibrosis patients. So that's really good news. I know a number of people that are involved in that community of people that suffer from cystic fibrosis, and they've been agitating for this for quite a long time, and it looks like that has now been announced and it is now going to be available, which is brilliant news. And Richard Dillon sent me that, so thank you, Richard, for keeping me up to date with the news. That's good stuff. And now I've lost my Twitter page, haven't I? Obviously. Let's see where we are. Kent Tweet Ups have tweeted with the most salient thing that they could possibly say, which is, we love the Business Bunker. Well, thank you so much, Kent Tweet Ups. That's very kind of you. What else have I got here? Our White Rabbit Cake Studio are just following up, and they said thank you for the shout out. People often say they don't want to cut into their cake. That's not my problem. I like a bit of cake. I'm wasting away here, though, to be fair. It's amazing how many people are tweeting me, quite rightly, saying I always say GIF rather than JIF. Me too. It just sounds more sensible, doesn't it? As Vicky from Pink Spaghetti, I always said JIF. I always said JIF as well. GIF. See, I'm all confused now. I've confused myself. I've always said GIF, and a lot of people I know always said GIF, but apparently it's pronounced GIF. But I thought GIF was a scourer that you use to clean your sink, but there you go. Alex Waterson has tweeted, we're tuned in here at FKeys. We've got two webinars all this week, Microsoft Word and Microsoft Outlook. And this week via ADM Computing website and Microsoft Teams. Alex is a certified Microsoft trainer, and I'll tell you what, he's brilliant. Tips and tricks that man knows is nobody's business for all the Microsoft products. It doesn't matter how long you've been working with Microsoft products, Alex will know something that you don't that will help your productivity. I absolutely guarantee it. I've worked on email systems since Noah was a lad, but Alex came and spent a couple of hours with me a few years ago in my office, and what he didn't show me about using Outlook was nobody's business, and it really... it knocked hours off my day and meant I even replied to some of my emails. So give Alex a follow on Twitter. You can follow him at his company account, which is F-Keys, F for Freddie, hyphen Keys, or his personal account, which is Alex Waterton. Either account, give him a follow. What else? Oh, Diamond Circle Weddings have put up a happy birthday gift for Fran at Athelbray. We're still arguing GIF and JIF. I've started something now, haven't I? Sorry about that. Oh, Jules is on. I've always said JIF. Yeah, of course you have. Julie Hill, Travel Inspirations, fab show, and massive thanks for the shout out. Listening whilst on hold to try and sort out a lovely client's booking to Greece in 3 weeks' time and doing several searches for UK holidays at the same time. Well, I'll tell you what, while you're on, Julie, I'm going to have a little bit of a rant because I've got a bit of a problem. Back before Christmas, I booked some flights to go to France to go and visit my grandson. And... obviously, we booked somewhere to stay and all the rest of it, all booked, all done, all well sorted out. And then, of course, COVID hit and everything's gone a bit awry. Well, last week, the airline emailed me to say they cancelled the flight. Okay, a bit late in the day, but there you go, they cancelled the flight. But I have a massive problem because it's one of those airlines that you can't talk to. You have to send online messages, and then they reject them because they want to do things in a particular way using an automated system. And my problem with them doesn't fall into their automated system. And this is my problem. I paid for those tickets on a credit card that now no longer exists. So they keep telling me they're going to refund the money to my credit card, and I keep trying to tell them that they can't, but they won't listen because there's no method of telling them that, and they just keep telling me they're going to refund it to my credit card. So if you've got any way of getting hold of Jet2 so that I can actually talk to someone and tell them why they can't refund the money that way, that would be really useful. Otherwise, I don't know what to do, to be honest, because they owe me £700 and they can't give it back to me on my credit card because the credit card doesn't exist. So if anybody's got any experience of that, I'd be welcome to hear that because I'm not really sure what to do from there. Oh, grumpy old Mike has been talking about deliveries in Royal Mail. I'm going to talk about that after you've heard my catch up with Jules, because we talked a little bit about that then. So we'll catch up with those tweets then, because they'll be relevant then. Some more happy birthday GIFs. Venom Tech have tweeted, hope you have a great show. We're listening. Thank you, guys. That's the lovely folks at Venom Tech over there at Discovery Park in Sandwich. Lots of birthday gifts. Oh, blimey. We've got all the cake and birthday gifts coming out now, which is lovely, but it's kind of filling up my timeline a bit. Diamond Circle Weddings just said, Business Bunker, I was just calling you until you told us not to call you. yeah. Well, I can't kind of do the show and answer the phone at the same time. It kind of doesn't work. So you'll just have to tweet me instead. Oh, thank you for that. Diamond Circle Weddings, Business Bunker, White Rabbit Cake. It's true, Vanilla Web does love the cake. What are you trying to say? I'm wasting away here. I wish. I've put on so much weight during lockdown, it's unbelievable. You wouldn't recognise me, listener. Not fair. I blame the government. Fantastic.